Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We are in the fourth part of the Catechism, and particularly today, learning about the Holy Spirit and prayer. Now, everyone knows the story of Jesus talking to the Samaritan woman by Jacob's well. It was a remarkable conversation and led to the conversion not only of that woman, but of the whole village where she lived. But there's a certain part of that conversation that doesn't get as much notice. At one point, the Samaritan woman talks about how Jews worship in Jerusalem while the Samaritans worshiped in Samaria. And Jesus responds that the time is coming when people will not need to worship in Jerusalem, but everyone will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. What does that mean, in spirit and in truth? It means that only the Holy Spirit can cause us to pray rightly to the Father, as Jesus wants us to. And it means also that only the Holy Spirit can cause us to pray so that we enter more deeply into the truth. It means that if we want to pray well, we have to be receptive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There is nothing good that does not come from God. The universe, the earth, and the life that fills it, the human race and all its achievements, our families, our talents, the food on our plates, the roofs over our heads, everything. Everything good is the gift of God, and that includes our good impulses. Every good impulse we have is a gift of God. Now, we may be free to resist the good inspirations that God sends, And our resistance, which isn't good, comes from ourselves and not from God. But every time we do something right, and every time we want to do something right, that inspiration comes from the Holy Spirit. Notice that we say inspiration, because even though each person in the Trinity dwells within a person in the state of grace and prompts us to act well, it is the Holy Spirit who we most associate with living in us as a temple and moving us to the good as a hidden, loving force from within. And what does that mean in practice? Every time we make it to prayer, that impulse and the strength to carry out that resolution, well, it came from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one urging us to pray. And when we pray, we are responding, being docile to His inspiration. So be aware when you pray that this prayer is not ultimately coming from you. It's coming from the Spirit who dwells within you. And only if the Holy Spirit guides your prayer will it bring forth its proper fruit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus says we are to pray in spirit and in truth. So how does the Holy Spirit lead us to the truth in prayer? Well, first, let's remember that the Holy Spirit is God, and that everything God does, He does through His Spirit. You might think of the whole universe, or the whole story of salvation, or just your whole life as a movie. And God the Father is the one who produces it and writes the script. All the ultimate instructions come from Him. And God the Son is the leading protagonist. He's the star performer, center stage. The spotlight is on him. But the Holy Spirit is the director of everything, absolutely everything. He's the one who stays behind the scenes and arranges how the planets will move, how the stars will shine. He's the one who inspires the prophets to predict in the Old Testament and then brings everything together in the New Testament to match those predictions. He's the one hidden behind the scenes who was at work in every single beautiful surprise of your life, always arranging, always orchestrating, always unseen. Now, have you noticed how a lot of movies these days include directors' commentaries? Because who better than the director to help you appreciate everything that went into a movie, all the thought and attention to detail? Who better than the director to show you the hidden meanings and point out the clever themes in the movie that you might have missed on your own? This is exactly what the Spirit can give us in prayer. He can lead us into all truth. He, the director of everything, can show us what it all means. Paul says, "No one knows what pertains to God except the Spirit of God. Only He perfectly understands the universe, the plan of salvation, the arc of our own lives." Every time you have an insight in prayer, that's the Holy Spirit. Every time you make a good resolution that corresponds to a deeper truth of things, that's the Holy Spirit. Jesus told his apostles that the Holy Spirit would teach them all things, that the Holy Spirit would lead them into all truth. So the first step in prayer should be to turn to the Holy Spirit, who leads us to prayer, who allows us to pray more deeply, and to the one who reveals the truth to us more fully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When you first sit down to pray, begin by acknowledging your dependence on the Holy Spirit and asking Him to guide you in prayer. You can use a formula if you want, like, Come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your word, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. What a beautiful prayer. Just as the Holy Spirit causes the leaves to grow on the trees, the grass to grow, light to travel at the speed it does, gravity to bind together all physical objects, so too we ask the Holy Spirit to renew and recreate the world that is in our own souls, to cause new life to come from the dead sticks and the dry dirt of our sins, to cause us to let go of our sluggishness, to progress at light speed toward things of heaven, and to cause us to be drawn to the people around us, pulled by the gravity of God's love that connects everything together. Or, if you can't remember that whole prayer, just begin by saying, Come Holy Spirit. And then you will be on your way to praying in spirit and in truth. Side note, my moral theology professor in graduate school made us start every class with that prayer, so we had to memorize it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Many people wonder, am I praying right? Am I doing this right, or am I messing it all up? What matters in prayer is not what we do, but what God the Holy Spirit is doing in us during these moments. The Catechism says, the Holy Spirit, whose anointing permeates our whole being, The Holy Spirit is the interior master of prayer. He is the artisan of prayer. To be sure, there are as many paths of prayer as there are persons who pray, but it is the same Spirit acting in all and with all. So, don't worry if you wonder if you're praying well or not, because it's the mission of the Holy Spirit to pray through you. So the essential act of prayer is just to place yourself in the presence of the Holy Spirit and just remain there. You cannot sit before a fire without becoming warm, and you can't be out in the sun without tanning. Likewise, if our prayer consists simply in standing before God without doing anything, without thinking anything or feeling anything, simply a readiness, trust, and abandonment, then we allow the Holy Spirit to act in our soul, and we could actually do nothing better. So one must be less concerned about doing things in prayer and more concerned about just being open to the action of the Holy Spirit. So be at peace and let the Spirit inspire you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what were you reflecting on, Teresa?
This meditation actually unveiled my deepest secret, which is that I don't really think I've ever said anything clever on the podcast, but I've always prayed beforehand, so it's okay.
You've been inspired with your cleverness.
Maybe, perhaps. I always ask.
No, you have been clever since you were five.
Perhaps I've always been inspired.
Could be. I wouldn't doubt that a bit.
Were you reflecting on?
The trap that I always fall into of self-reliance, that I have to do everything by my own effort, which is just exhausting.
And then I try even harder to rely on God by my own effort.
And so it's exhausting, we're weak, we're blind, and we keep trying to do things on our own. And even though I spend a lot of time in prayer, I still don't really rely on the Holy Spirit. So I was convicted to have a resolution to start everything by turning to the Holy Spirit. Now, I believe, and I think I can explain, not now, that there is a deep connection between the Holy Spirit and Mary, and that the Holy Spirit works through Mary. But I still don't rely on the Holy Spirit and Mary. I just rely on myself.
And I think the twofold power of trusting them and praying for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is it not only gains you the greatest help you can get, but also kind of puts you in your place. And when you're in your place, you actually perform a lot better, a lot comfortably, more comfortably, because you feel calm, you feel at peace, you feel supported and guided. And we always need that kind of support. We always need to be acting from the right place and perspective.
Yeah, when you think it all depends on you, you're just going to get overwhelmed. But when it all depends on the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit inspiring you, it's effortless.
Yeah, it feels like maybe this won't be relatable to everyone, but the difference I feel playing an entire song on my own, playing guitar and singing or doing what have you, versus playing with musicians that I deeply trust and that are really good at recovering and they keep going no matter what. And you can really just lean on them and it really allows you to play your best because the rhythm is there and the space is there and the tone is set and you just have to know your place. But you gotta be humble enough to play with the right musicians.
No, I'm just thinking at how often we grind it out by our own effort, and it's so we're so why do we have to keep learning the same lesson over and over and over and over? So it was very good for me to reflect on the role of the Holy Spirit in prayer. That's what I love about the Catechism, actually, because I've been teaching the Catechism since 1994.
It's a very magical book.
And to go back into part four and to just go back to things that it's like blocking and tackling. I just got to go back to the basics. And I'm reminded, I'm like, oh, how did I forget that? How in the world? What?
It's brilliantly simple and it's brilliantly right there.
Yeah. How did I forget? But that's also what I love about the podcast is that you and I are constantly reminded about these basics, blocking and tackling that we
As much as
forget.
I want to just zone out and be like, well, I know this meditation.
Yeah.
I'm really forced to actively listen to things that I think I don't need. And what
Yeah.
I learn every single time is that I do need it, and I'm really, really dumb to think that I don't. I think it's fantastic. I think we need it more than most.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. We're in football season, and you watch a game, And when your team just forgets basics, you're like, what's wrong with you? You're a professional.
you go try.
You only get paid to do one thing and you're blowing it. And here we are, we're Christians.
Yeah.
And the most fundamental thing should be,
We get distracted.
yeah, that's
You
it.
get caught up with other aspects of the game.
We get distracted.
We get distracted.
And then the result is we get distracted and then we rely on ourselves and then it all falls apart.
Yep. Well, we got a good coach, so we just got to shut up. Stop trying to take the lead. Listen to the coach.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, thanks for the conversation and the time in prayer.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.